News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
On Portlaoise Hospital, it's been sitting on the desk of the Health Minister, Simon Harris, for quite a number of months. It's believed to recommend major changes in Portlaoise Hospital, which of course has been at the centre of quite a lot of controversy these past couple of years. Dr. Fergal Hickey is a consultant in emergency medicine in Sligo and communications officer with the Irish Association for Emergency Medicine. He joins us now. Fergal, how concerned are you that there appears to be no action in regarding to what is a we don't know the exact details of the report, but we do know it's pretty serious, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, I think anyone who looks at this would be concerned about it. The worst thing that can happen is that no decision be made and a hospital is essentially allowed to wither on the vine. We've seen that pattern before in Ireland. I mean, your listeners probably know that in 2015, HICWA wrote a very damning report on Portlaoise and raised serious concerns about safety, governance, and a load of other issues. And in that, they quoted from an unpublished HSE report from 2014, where the national clinical leads for the acute programs, emergency medicine, acute surgery, anaesthetics, and critical care visited the hospital, and they recommended very strongly that the hospital moved from being what's called a Model 3 hospital to a Model 2 hospital, something similar to Roscommon.
Does that mean that 24-hour emergency care is stopped there?
So basically, it would no longer have a 24-hour emergency department, although it would have an injury unit, which would be 8 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock in the evening, and it would also lose its intensive care unit. Now, the irony is that Roscommon is busier than ever doing different work, and Portlaoise could be busier than ever doing different work. It just will be that it won't do as much acute work, but there's an enormous amount of diagnostics, there's an enormous amount of ambulatory care, day surgery, endoscopy, and so on, that could and should be done in a hospital like Portlaoise. But at the moment, we've the worst of all worlds, because there's a very clear recommendation from the hospital group to the minister, and it requires the minister to do something about it. And of course, that's not what is happening at the moment. The minister is avoiding the decision.
Okay, we'll come back to the avoidance of the decision in a moment. For people listening this morning in the Portlaoise area, they'll be saying, we need our emergency department, we need a 24-hour emergency department. What's the argument you would put to them?
Well, at the moment, what they have is a very unsafe arrangement. And, this is a bit like the Brexit argument that whether a deal is better than no deal. I mean, people assume that just because you have a sign saying emergency department that you have a safe service. That isn't currently the case. Portlaoise doesn't have the throughput to justify a 24/7 department. That's one fact that people tend to ignore,
which means that the doctors there aren't getting enough
their skills.
Yeah.
Very few of the doctors in Portlaoise, the non-consultant hospital doctors, are on training programs because the hospital isn't recognised for training.
Okay.
So they find it very difficult to recruit consultants in some specialties, and in other specialties they're recruiting people from locum agencies that come for a while and then leave again. So there isn't the continuity of care that's required. So at the moment, Portlaoise has the worst of all worlds. It has a hospital in name, but doesn't have the clinical staff with the appropriate experience on an ongoing basis to retain their skills.
Okay. Fergal, you're a consultant.
Yes.
You're not a politician, so I'm not sure if this is a question you can answer. But why is this arrangement being less linger on? You've described it as an unsafe arrangement. Is this politics at play? We saw the fallout in Roscommon when that decision was taken. Even though it was the right decision, we saw what happened politically, and we saw what happened to political careers of people who backed that decision. Is that what we're seeing here?
Yes, that's the reality of it, and we've seen it before. We saw it in Roscommon, we saw it in Monaghan, we saw it in Ennis, and we will see it any time that there is what people see as a threat to the hospital. The reality is that probably 70 to 80% of the services that are currently provided in Portlaoise will continue to be provided in the new arrangements. So, I mean, this is not closing the hospital. This is simply reconfiguring its services, but it'll be able to take on other services which it currently can't. So there's not going to be any unemployment unemployment.
Okay.
There's not going to be the type of things that politicians worry about in terms of job losses.
There won't be an emergency department, though, if this report is implemented.
What there will be is an injury unit which probably can deal with in the order of three quarters of what Portlaoise currently deals with.
Okay.
And there will also be a medical assessment unit for those patients who require medical admission who are seen and referred by a general practitioner.
What needs to happen here, just briefly?
Well, essentially, a decision needs to be made. The worst of all worlds is to leave this hospital hanging on in limbo. The minister needs to make the decision, and then the planning of that, because there is some capital investment required in the supporting hospital, so Tullamore will have to be upgraded to be able to deal with a certain amount of the workload, and the Coombe will have to be upgraded to deal with some of the obstetric workload. But the sooner the decision is made, the sooner the capital investment can take place to make sure that a safe transition of care takes place.
Okay.
And that needs to happen now.
All right. Dr. Fergal Hickey, Consultant in Emergency Medicine in Sligo and Communications Officer with the Irish Association for Emergency Medicine. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. It seems pretty clear we need to have a decision on this, Simon Harris. You need to actually make a decision.